Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the New York Mets and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting second, the first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting third, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Joe Hicks. Batting seventh, the catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Grover Powell. Pitching for the New York Mets, Grover Powell. For the Philadelphia Phillies, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second, the right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting third, the left fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Don Hook. Batting seventh, the catcher, Clay Dalrymple. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Cal McLish. And now, play ball. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman strikes out. 1 out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook throws to second for one, and Taylor throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hunt moves to second. 2 outs. Duke Snider batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Snider takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Hunt moves to third. Snider moves to second. Joe Hicks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hicks hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Callison batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Callison takes first base on ball 4. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Callison moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Callison moves to third. Gonzalez moves to second. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hook strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Moran hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Grover Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dalrymple fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McLish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Harkness is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Powell covering, for the out. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gonzalez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Snider is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hicks batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hicks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hicks hits a line drive towards first. Severs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Severs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Severs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Demeter reaches second base with a double. Don Hoke batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Dalrymple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dalrymple hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grover Powell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wine is 0 for 1 in the game. Wine hits a line drive towards the mound. Powell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 1 in the game. McLish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman strikes out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harkness is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harkness for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Callison hits a pop-up towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Severs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Severs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Severs takes first base on ball 4. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Coleman for a passed ball. Severs moves to second. Don Demeter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Demeter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Demeter takes first base on ball 4. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness fields the ball and throws to Powell covering. Safe. Severs moves to third. Demeter moves to second. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dalrymple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snider is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Snider strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops it up and throws to first, with McLish covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wine is 0 for 2 in the game. Wine strikes out. 1 out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 2 in the game. McLish hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 2 in the game. Moran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grover Powell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. Moran moves to second. 2 outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moran scores. Hickman moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Jack Baldschun now pitching. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harkness is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demeter. Harkness reaches second base with a double. Hickman scores. It's 2-0, Mets. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Harkness trying to get to home. Callison throws the ball into Dalrymple, who tags Harkness, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Callison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Callison hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Severs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Severs hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Snyder hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Mets. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-3 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demeter. Moran reaches second base with a double. Grover Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Rod Cannell now playing center field. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Demeter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Powell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Hoke batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hoke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cookie Rojas pinch hits for Clay Dalrymple. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Rojas strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Philadelphia Phillies, 0. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.